the 5th of December 2021. My name is Diane and this is Cease and Desist episode number 1. Let's get to it with today's topic. Netflix cease and desist order. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
It featured sets reminiscent of popular sets from the hit Netflix show, including the Joyce Byers alphabet wall of holiday lights and signature maple-flavored cocktails such as Eleven's Egos, according to the Chicago Eater. He goes on to detail that the pop-up bar, while made out of love, is not officially affiliated with Netflix's property. In August, the team behind the Emporium Arcade Bar opened a pop-up store called The Upside Down, a temporary model of Joyce Byers' living room with fragments of Mirkwood and Hawkins High School. The pop-up panel in question is an alphabetical wall of holiday lights, similar to the wall from a popular science fiction series. Customers can also order cocktails inspired by the show, including a drink called Eleven's Ego. Customers can also order cocktails inspired by the show, including a drink called Eleven's Ego, ahead of a spike in Stranger Things fever next month. With the launch of its second season, Netflix closed an unauthorized Upside Down pop-up in Chicago with a defiant but firm warning letter. Chicago, well-known American entertainment company Netflix has officially written a ban and abstinence letter to an unauthorized bar named after one of its Stranger Things shows. A warning letter sent by Netflix to a bar using its trademark without permission has received widespread praise in online media. Netflix did not use threats or legal language against bar owners in the letter to stop using its brand. Instead, he encourages owners to be creative and supports their overall evaluation of the Stranger Things brand by inserting references to characters and phrases from the show throughout the letter. Netflix won a round of applause because its legal team, or possibly its marketing department, included some knowledgeable links related to the plan in their warning letter and, more like a stranger shape, which seems to be a real politeness. Cases from Netflix and Bud Light show that if a warning letter is written in such a way as to highlight only those aspects of a brand's personality that seem attractive to consumers, it not only validates the brand owner's rights, but can also be a good opportunity to create positive buzz. You can imagine that a small business with loyal followers might try to portray you as a bully and a party-goer, for example by leaking a warning letter on social media in the hopes that the public will consider this a manifestation of excessive force and gain your support. Research shows that companies are looking to capitalize on this by using their merchandising rights to control how fans perceive their favorite stories. Cultural practices that were once free, like the air we breathe, are increasingly commercialized and subject to taxes, regulated licenses and royalties that require permits and payments. This is largely due to the 1976 Copyright Act, which gave companies control not only over nearly identical reproductions on the same medium, but also over derivatives on a wide variety of media, even if they are far from the original work. Today, fictional copyright holders claim their right to control and financially benefit from any potential derivatives market inspired by their copyrighted universe. Under intellectual property law, you have the exclusive right to use or reproduce your work. To maintain control and protect your intellectual property, you must enter into a licensing agreement. For example, a website owner who plagiarizes and posts content from another website without the right to access the content runs the risk of allegations of copyright infringement and may be notified of termination and rejection. Failure to do so will result in legal action because such behavior violates or violates the legal rights of the sender. The letter may simply contain a license offer, or it may be a clear threat of legal action. However, this tactic may not work in all circumstances, and it often takes a stronger, more common legal letter to get results, and it might not seem so dumb if you need to rely on that letter in court later. So, more seriously, if your copyright have been violated, be it music, feature film or written works, call us for help. We can also help you if you receive a letter of inquiry from the copyright holder. Our emails may be a little more legitimate than Netflix's stop and abstain, but they can certainly be just as intimidating. This is an archived article and the information in the article may be out of date. We will not
fully take care of you, Dr. Brenner, but we ask that you not expand the pop-up after its 6-week period ending in September, and contact us for permission if you plan to do so. Again, such a thing. Second, the panel asks Netflix for permission if it decides to do something like this again. Netflix contacted the Upside Down Bar and asked not to renew their airtime. The letter contains many humorous references to the series and is sure to delight fans. Local news website DNA Info reported a super stylish letter, calling it a charming nerd, and pointing out Soul's lack of displeasure with the company. Then, in December 2017, the Anheuser-Busch brewery behind Bud Light turned the warning into a spectacle when it dispatched a man in a medieval auctioneer costume to the Modest Brewing Company in Minneapolis, scrolling, that it was the Dilly Dilly brand that had violated rights to the Anheuser-Busch's trademark. Perhaps the most interesting thing about this case is not that Netflix closed the bar business, but in the letter it sent to the bar owners. The threat of legal action against the bar is written in an obviously chatty tone and contains at least four references to the popular cult TV series Stranger Things, which the letter is aimed at defending. Typically, it wasn't the letters themselves that inspired creativity, but reactions to stopping and refraining from letters, such as when the Philadelphia chain recently received an email about its Chick-fil-A sandwich from Chick-fil-A. As lawyers and in return they served up the stop and refrain in wrappers with letter excerpts printed on them. In September 2017, Netflix's in-house attorney received public praise for a divestment and sale letter to a Chicago pop-up bar based on the hit Netflix show. The letter was written in a soft tone and contained a number of links to this program. However, instead of sending out a standard termination and abstinence letter, a Netflix senior attorney sent out a short, friendly letter in the spirit of Stranger Things itself, full of show references and 1980s childish jargon. Instead of the standard, "We'll sue you until you cry," a Netflix lawyer wrote a funny and blissfully boring letter, using a series of Stranger Things links to signal that something needed to be changed.
This has been Cease and Desist, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.